Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Balazan, and today we are learning Shoftim Perek Hay. Shoftim Perek Hay is what we know as Shiras Devorah, the Song of Devorah. It's one of the 10 songs in Tanakh, and Devorah and Barak, they sing it to Hashem after being inspired by winning this most miraculous war. And Pasuk Aleph begins, Vatashar Devorah uBarak ben Avinoam Bayom Hahu Lemor. And Devorah and Avinoam, they sing on that day, saying, and according to the Alshech, Bayom Hahu means, that yes, they sing it on that day, but Lemor means that it will be sung in the future. It is a song that will be sung by Tzchi Yasimation. Additionally, this is a song that we sing every year as we read it as the Haftorah of Parshas B'Shalach. Pasuk Beis continues, Befroa Peraos B'Yisrael, when the vengeances are afflicted on B'nai Yisrael, meaning when bad things happen to us because we leave Hashem, what do we do? B'Hisnadev Am, when we rededicate ourselves to Hashem, and therefore He saves us, Baruch Hu Hashem, blessed is Hashem. And this pasuk seems to be describing the Gagal HaShoftim, the cycle that we find over and over in the Sefer that we are learning. Pasuk Gimel continues, hear kings, listen princes, Anochi LaHashem, Anochi Yashira Azemer LaHashem Elokei Yisrael. I am for God, I will sing to Hashem, the God of Israel. And the Malbim actually highlights that there is a difference between a shir and a zemer. A shir is a basic song, and a zemer adds another dimension, like we say in Tehillim, Shirulo Zamrulo. So shir, we sing LaHashem, we sing to Hashem who created the world. But there's an additional level, there's something added here, and therefore the pasuk says, Azamer LaHashem Elokei Yisrael. We sing to the God of Israel. We sing and we praise Hashem. Why? Because we have a special relationship with Him. We have this extra level of hashgacha, this extra level of protection, as is evident in this story with Sisera. And according to the Malbim, these two psukim are actually an introduction to the Shira, and now the Shira will begin. The next pasuk continues, Hashem, when you left Seir and you walked out of the fields of Edom, the earth quaked, the heavens dripped, the clouds dripped water, the mountains melted before Hashem, as did Sinai because of Hashem, the God of Israel. And according to Rashi, Devorah starts here with Seir. She starts with Matan Torah because that is really where everything begins and ends. If you stick to Torah, if you follow in the Torah's ways, then you're going to be rewarded. But if, unfortunately, you forsake it, then you will be punished. And thus, B'nai Yisrael were handed over into the hands of their enemies. When Hashem led us into Eretz Yisrael and Hashem battled for us, the impact and effect was absolutely amazing. The earth quaked, the heavens dripped, the mountains melted. But now, unfortunately, Pasuk Vav, in contrast, in the days of Shamgar and in the days of Yael, the highway traffic stopped and the people walked on crooked paths. According to Rashi, the people were actually afraid to travel on their regular roads. They were afraid of the enemies. They were afraid of being attacked. And so therefore, they took themselves to the winding paths. Not only that, but the people, as the next pasuk tells us, Pasuk Zion, they stopped living in open cities. They moved to fortified cities because they were afraid of the enemies. Ad shekamti Devorah, shekamti Ein b'Yisrael. Until I, Devorah, got up, as a mother of Israel. According to the Malbim, Devorah is describing herself as a mother because she is giving birth to this new nation, this new people that has done Shuvah, and therefore they are starting anew. They are like a new creation, a new people. And here, some of the Mepharshim say that Devorah took a bit too much credit in this battle or in this situation, and therefore the Ruach HaKodesh left her. And so we find in Pasuk Yudbet that Devorah says, Uri, Uri, Devorah, awaken, because she is asking to once again awaken the Ruach HaKodesh to get that Ruach HaKodesh back that she lost in this Pasuk for taking too much credit for what has happened. And she continues in Pasuk Chet, B'nai Yisrael chose new gods, and what happens? They ended up with war in their cities. But now that they returned, now that they did tshuva, they don't even need weapons against the 40,000 men. Pasuk Tes, my heart is connected to the leaders, those who encourage the people to bless Hashem and to do teshuva. Now that Hashem gave us victory, now in Pasuk Yud, she tells us the people can come out of hiding. The people who rode on white donkeys, namely the merchants, the judges can now judge publicly, people can walk, people can travel. All of these people, Sichu, they will talk about the miracles of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph, instead of the sounds of the arrows aimed at the water carriers, people will discuss the Tzidkos Hashem, that he restored the open cities. It used to be that people were afraid of even simple tasks, like going out to draw water. But now, B'nai Yisrael can live in open cities. B'nai Yisrael can live in peace because of the miracles of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Beis, Uri Uri Devora, Uri Uri Dabri Shir Kumbarak Ushaveh, Shaviacha ben Avinoam, arouse, awaken, and praise Devorah. Sing a song, arise, Barak, and capture your captives. And according to the Malbim, this is actually referring to the miracle, and therefore praise should be given, because all Devorah had to do was sing and praise. All Avinoam had to do was collect the spoils and the captives. And there was no need for them to do battle, as Hashem literally took care of everything. And Devorah continues in Pasuk Yud Gimel, according to the Malbim, to contrast the previous salvation, which occurred through the hands of Ehud, which seems natural. With this one, it is clearly the hands of Hashem. Az Yurad Sarid La'adirim, which means the survivor, namely Ehud, he escaped from Moab, who ruled over the mighty, but Hashem dominated the strong here. Meaning, when it comes to the story of Ehud, there is definitely a natural element. But here, Hashem took complete control and domination, and it is a completely miraculous event. She continues in Pasuk Yedalad, B'nai Ephraim went with Ehud to fight Amalek, who teams up with Moab, as did Binyamin, which was Ehud's shevet. They were giborim. They were mighty warriors. But that is not the case in this story. That is not the case with Devorah. She says, Zevulun went with me. Zevulun were not a mighty tribe. They were not a tribe of warriors, but rather they were a tribe of scribes, and they knew how to handle a pen and not weapons. Pasuk Tedvav continues, similarly, the princes of Yisachar, they went with Devorah. Those who knew how to learn, they went with Devorah. And the other ones, they went with Barak. They went by foot because they did not have horses and they did not have chariots, nor were they men of war. And now Devorah rebukes two Shvatim for not joining the war effort. She rebukes the Shevet of Reuven and she rebukes the Shevet of Dan. In the days of Yehoshua, Reuven would lead the war effort and Dan would pick up the rear. But now they did not come to help out their fellow Jews. This, Devorah says, breaks the heart. She said, you sit on the border. It's your job to prevent the enemies from entering. Your job to help and protect us. And Devorah continues with Gilad, with Menasheh, who lived in Eber HaYarden, and did not come to fight as well as Dan and Asher, who also did not come. In contrast, Zevulun, she says, in Pasuk Yudchet, is a nation that jeopardized their lives, as did Naphtali. And this really highlights how miraculous this was, that B'nai Yisrael, such a small army, such a weak army, were able to battle the mighty army of Sisera. And also in contrast to her bare-bone army, her weak army, so many kings came to help Sisera battle and wage war against us. Not only did they come, but they didn't even take a payment or money. They helped Sisera for free. Continues Pasuk Chaf, from the heavens, the stars came out and fought. Just like the kings came and battled for Sisera, the heavenly forces came and battled for B'nai Yisrael. Min hashamayim nelchamu hakochavim im misilotam. And this could actually be explained literally, that the stars were thrown down. And this really flows into the next pasuk, which states that Nachal Kishon swept them away. Nachal Kidumim, this ancient brook, which as Rashi says was a guarantor for a very old story that is actually brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim. What happened? When B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they crossed the Yamsuf, they were unsure if the Mitzrayim drowned or they went back out on the other side. And so what does Hashem do? Hashem asks the sea to spit them out, to show B'nai Yisrael, no, they are not alive, they are dead. And the officer of the Yam, he turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, you gave the sea a gift and now you want to take it away? Hashem says, don't worry, I will repay you 1.5 times. Paro had 600 chariots, but Sisera had 900 chariots. And Nachal Kishon, they will be the guarantor to this deal. They will make sure that it happens. And so what happens? Sisera comes with spears, and Hashem sends the stars down to destroy the weapons. And as the stars hit the weapons become hot as they're made out of metal. And so what do the men do? They literally jump into the water to cool off. And Hashem says, Nachal Kishon, now is your time. And the Pasuk tells us, Nachal Kishon Garfam, the brook actually swelled. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, she says, Arur May Rose, cursed is May Rose. Some say it was an important person, or perhaps it was a star who didn't come out to help. But in contrast, we have Pasuk Chaf Dalid, Tivorach Minashim Yael, Ishes Chever Hakini Minashim Be'ohel Tivorach. Blessed above women is Yael, from the women of the tent, she is blessed. Whereas May Rose did not come to help, blessed is Yael who did come and help. The Pasuk tells us, Minashim Be'ohel, who are the women of the tent? These are the Imahos, as they are all discussed in context of the tent. Now, the Imahos were called women of the tent because of their tznius, because of their modesty. And perhaps one would think that because of Yael's behavior, she would not be part of that group. But no, she is listed and praised among the women of the tent, among the Imahos. And it's interesting to note that May Rose is cursed for not leaving and coming out to help, and Yael is praised precisely for being in her tent. And I think it's important to note that what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What does it mean to serve God? It means doing what Hashem wants of me at that time. And it's not the same for everyone. For some, it could be going out, and for others, it could mean staying behind. A person can think, how can I be helpful? What is the best place to be to make a difference? I need to go to the battlefield to make a difference. But Yael shows us that as a woman, we can accomplish great things within our home. We see that Yael was an extremely intelligent person, and she used that in her mission to save Bnei Yisrael and to kill Sisera. And Pasuk Chaf Hei continues, Devorah continues and says that Sisera asks for water and Yael gave him milk. We say that she gave him milk to make him sleepy, but additionally the Targum Yonasan adds that she did this to see how awake and aware Sisera was. Would he notice that she switched his request for water and instead gave him milk? Pasuk Chavav, she pierced his head with a 10-pin. Clearly, we see that Yael was very brave and determined because this was not an easy feat. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Bein Ragleha Kara Nafal, Shachav Bein Ragleha Kara Nafal, Ba'asher Kara Sham Nafal Shadud. At her feet, he sank, fell, lay. At her feet, he sank and fell. Where he sank, there he fell down dead. And some, like the Metudas David, say that this repetition is for emphasis, which is typical in a shir. But there are others that say, however, that there are actually seven verbs used in this pasuk, seven verbs which are repeated because she had relations with Sisera seven times, perhaps with the intention of exhausting him with the ability to kill him. And this obviously is not the simple interpretation. As we saw in the last parak, this is not mentioned anywhere. But if, however, this is the case, it is obviously something that must be understood. It is the concept of an aver lishma, a sin for the sake of heaven, which is obviously beyond the scope of this short shir, but is definitely something worth looking into. Pasuk Chavchet, we turn the story to the mother of Sisera, who is literally standing, waiting by the window, wondering why her son is late. Pasuk Chavtet, the people around her try to give her answers. She tries to come up with them as well. Maybe they're busy dividing the spoils. Maybe they are getting a bunch of beautiful women, all of these answers. But she doesn't know what happened to her beloved son. And then the song ends with the tefillah. Just like Yael killed Sisera, so should your enemies perish. But those that love Hashem should come out strong like the sun. And the parak ends, Fatishkod ha'aretz arba'im shana. The land is quiet for 40 years. It is actually said that those words were not written by Devorah, but rather they were written by Shmuel, who wrote this sefer. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.